Good morning and welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church here in Hoyleton. We're gathered here this morning to say goodbye to Joyce Baister, our dear sister in Christ, and one who passed away on Thanksgiving Day. And so as we're gathered today, we remember God's good gifts to us, and we are thankful. We're thankful for the gift of eternal life. We're thankful for the hope of the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Today in our funeral service, we'll follow the order of service printed for you in your purple bulletin. And the opening hymn today will be number 748, which you will find the words to the hymns in the burgundy-colored hymnal in front of you in the pew. So we will turn to hymn number 748, I'm But a Stranger Here. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In holy baptism, Joyce was clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covered all her sin. St. Paul says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his." We now join together in reciting the words of Psalm 23. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God of grace and mercy, we give thanks for your loving kindness shown to Joyce and to all your servants who, having finished their course in faith, now rest from their labors. Grant that we also may be faithful unto death and receive the crown of eternal life through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated for the reading of God's Word. Our Old Testament reading today comes from Psalm 37, verses 1 through 11. Fret not yourselves because of evildoers. Be not envious of wrongdoers, for they will soon fade like the grass and wither like the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will act. He will bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice as the noonday. Be still before the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not yourself over the one who prospers in his way, over the man who carries out evil devices. Refrain from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not yourself. It tends only to evil, for the evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait for the Lord shall inherit the land. In just a little while, the wicked will be no more. Though you look carefully at his place, he will not be there. But the meek shall inherit the land and delight themselves in abundant peace. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our epistle reading today comes from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 8, beginning with verse 31. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No. In all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please stand. Alleluia, alleluia. Jesus Christ is the firstborn of the dead. To him be glory and power forever. Alleluia. The Holy Gospel reading today comes from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 5, beginning with verse 1. Seeing the crowds, Jesus went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Having heard the word of God, we now join together in speaking the words of our faith, the same faith that Joyce shared with us. Today we will use the words of the Apostles' Creed, and those words are printed for you on the back flap of the hymnal. We confess together, "I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting." This time, I'll invite the members of the Ladies' Aid to remain standing while the rest of the congregation may be seated. In honor of Joyce's years serving here at Trinity Lutheran in the Ladies' Aid, the ladies will be standing and leading us, but we will all sing together, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." It's hymn number 770. Thank you, ladies. You may be seated. To the family and friends of Joyce Baister, to those who are gathered here today to celebrate her life of faith, as well as to mourn its earthly end, and especially to you, Kevin and Faye and Lori, Joyce's beloved children, grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today's a difficult day. And really not just today, but this whole week. This whole week is a difficult week. Who would have thought that just a few months ago that this is the way that your family would be spending Thanksgiving weekend 2018? While the rest of the world around us has been focused on things like food and football and shopping, and hopefully taking a little bit of time to give praise and thanks to God for all of those things. As of yesterday, your family is now preparing for two funerals in 1 week. And to stop and think for just a moment about how quickly it got to this point. You know, from the time that Joyce was first diagnosed with her cancer until the day last week on Thursday when she was called to glory. And then yesterday, when Kenny was called home too. It's all gone by so fast, it feels like our heads are just kind of spinning a little bit. But here we are, and God has given us this day to reflect on Joyce's life, her life of faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the life that she shared with all of her friends and family, and most importantly, her eternal life with our Lord and Savior in His heavenly kingdom. If I had to sum up this whole experience in just one word, this is the word that I would choose. Blessed. That's right, blessed. And I know that that sounds crazy, because here we are feeling the way that we're feeling and looking here at this casket in front of all of our eyes and knowing in the back of our mind that we're going to be doing this all again in just a couple days from now, it would be pretty normal to think that the word blessed really wouldn't fit a scene like this one. But let me tell you about something that Joyce said to me over and over again during the last few months of her earthly life. Whenever I would go to visit her in the hospital, it always seemed like she had just received another piece of terrible news. It was like she couldn't catch a break for these last couple months. She kept getting this bad news one after the other, and every time I would go to visit her, I was prepared that maybe this time she would be feeling a little bit down. Maybe she would be a little, you know, disappointed, or maybe she'd be a little scared about some of the things that were going on in her life. But every single time I walked into that hospital room, Joyce was absolutely none of those things. She faced her terminal cancer with so much bravery and faith. And during our conversations, she would always tell me, "It's in the Lord's hands, and I'm fine with that." And she would say it just like that, every single time. "It's in the Lord's hands, and I'm fine with that." And that's exactly why we can actually use the word blessed today. Joyce was blessed because she was in the Lord's hands. And she knew that no disease could possibly ever take that away from her. A few moments ago, I read a passage from Psalm 37, and I chose that reading today mostly because Joyce was so fond of verse 5, and I'll share that again with you. It says, "Commit your way to the Lord, trust in Him, and He will act." Or another way to say that would be, "It's in the Lord's hands, and I'm fine with that." Joyce lived her whole life that way. She knew that she was blessed by God, not because she had done so many great and wonderful things on her own, but because she trusted in Jesus, who gave up His life for her upon the cross, who washed her sins away clean with His blood. And that strong faith in Jesus is actually what allowed her and led her to be a blessing to the rest of us. I only knew Joyce for the last 2 years, but I could tell that very rarely was there a day when Joyce was focused in upon herself. I mean, she lived her life for all of the others around her, blessing them with her life. And so many of the stories that some of you have shared with me in the last few days have absolutely confirmed that. You know, whether we're talking about remembering Joyce as that friendly face at Farmers and Merchants Bank, the friendly bank teller, or remembering Joyce with her work setting up blood drives here in Hoyleton, or remembering her working at the Braille Center in New Minden, always focused on others. Or how she would love to host gatherings in her home for family and friends. She loved doing that. She apparently was the one who cooked most of the food for the family gatherings. And she was part of this girls' club for 50 years where they got together about once a month, and she had plenty of opportunities to serve as the host for her friends, too. She was a blessing when it came to simple things like being there to help out with the Harmoning family annual apple butter making. And she loved doing that so much, and she wished that she could have been part of that this year too. And she was a blessing to others with more difficult things too. Serving as the primary caretaker for her mother and her sister and her husband when they were all struggling with their health. And there's so many more things that could be mentioned, but the point is that Joyce constantly lived for the benefit and the blessing of other people around her. Which is why, of course, it's so difficult for us to say goodbye today. You know, I think it's really fitting that Joyce passed away on Thanksgiving Day. And since she was called home to glory by God pretty early in the day last Thursday, those of us who received the news right away, we had something extra to be thankful for when we sat around the Thanksgiving table this year. We're thankful that Joyce was in the Lord's hands, even though none of us wanted to see her health deteriorating rapidly like it did. But we're thankful that she was able to spend her last days relatively pain-free, surrounded with lots of friends and family coming to visit her. But even more important than that, we are so thankful that she is now resting in the eternal arms of her Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thanksgiving Day is all about remembering all of God's blessings to us in whatever form they happen to come, and to remember, just like Joyce did, that we are all in the Lord's hands. That we are all blessed, even when we face things in this world that cause us heartache and sorrow. You could say the same exact thing about the people that Jesus was actually talking to in our gospel reading today from Matthew chapter 5, this famous teaching of Jesus, which is also known as the Beatitudes. And basically what this is it's a list of blessings. It's a list of blessings for people that don't really seem all that blessed in the eyes of the world. Jesus mentions the poor in spirit, those who mourn, the meek, people who hunger and thirst for righteousness, people who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. I mean, these are the kinds of people that you would probably expect to be miserable. These are the kinds of people you could imagine sitting around the Thanksgiving dinner table and not really being able to come up with anything to be thankful for. And yet, these are exactly the kinds of people that the Lord considers to be blessed. Not because they've done anything in particular that's special to deserve it, but because our God is a God of comfort who picks us up when we're feeling down, sets us back up on our feet, a God who has already won the victory for us by sending his son Jesus into this world to be crucified and then to rise triumphantly over our brokenness, a God who is not content to let sin and death have the final say, so that even the worst amount of sorrow, even the darkest anguish, even the most intense mourning is no match for the one who looks at each one of us and calls us blessed. And the same Jesus Christ is the one who redeemed Joyce and who promised her that this life is not the final answer for her or for any of us. Jesus says, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." There it is, right there. So if you are here today mourning over the loss of your friend, your mom, your grandma, your close relative, your sister in Christ, well, then Jesus turns to you today and he calls you blessed. And we could probably add a few more beatitudes to that list as well. Blessed are those who attend funerals on cold Monday mornings in November. Blessed are you, for you are in the Lord's hands. Blessed are the members of the chime choir who wanted so desperately to play one last time for Joyce last week, but she was too weak to hear the chimes in her hospital room last week. So blessed are you, for you are in the Lord's hands. Blessed are those who are feeling a little bit of regret today because they didn't get to can peaches with Joyce like we had talked about. That one's for me. Blessed are you, for you are in the Lord's hands. Blessed are those who lose their mom and dad, grandma and grandpa, within just a few days of each other. Blessed are you, for you are in the Lord's hands. And yes, blessed is the one who was diagnosed with cancer unexpectedly and clung to her faith in Jesus Christ even in the face of death, and who now lies here in this casket. Blessed is she, for she will be in the Lord's hands forever and ever. Rejoice and be glad, for her reward is great in heaven, and by God's grace we will all be with her again someday. We truly have much to be thankful for this year, because nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. We are in the Lord's hands, and we are fine with that, and we are blessed. Thanks be to God, nothing can take that away from us, come what may. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. This time, the chime choir will play "How Great Thou Art." Thank you. Please stand for prayer. Let us pray to the Lord, our God and Father, who raised Jesus from the dead. Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together into one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace, Lord, in your mercy. Grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and so pass with him through the gate of death and the grave to our joyful resurrection. Lord, in your mercy. Grant that all who have been nourished by the holy body and blood of your Son may be raised to immortality and incorruption to be seated with him at your heavenly banquet. Lord, in your mercy. Give to the family of Joyce Baister and to all who mourn comfort in their grief and a sure confidence in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Lord, in your mercy. Give courage and faith to the bereaved, that within the communion of your church, they may have strength to meet the days ahead in the assurance of a holy and certain hope, and in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love who have departed in the faith. Lord, in your mercy. Help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy. Receive our thanks for Joyce and for all the blessings you bestowed on her in this earthly life. Bring us at last to our heavenly home, that with her we may see you face to face in the joys of paradise. Lord, in your mercy. O God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks that by his death he destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord God, our shepherd, you gather the lambs of your flock into the arms of your mercy and bring them home. Comfort us with the certain hope of the resurrection to everlasting life and a joyful reunion with those we love who have died in the faith. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Let us go forth in peace. In the name of the Lord. Amen. Our closing hymn is On Eagle's Wings, 727. You may be seated.